Hi, it's Sanjay, and I've got an important announcement to make. We've just launched a brand new workshop for sketching. Now, sketching is an important aspect of design entrance exams. It helps you communicate your ideas, it helps you represent your solutions properly in the exam, and it helps you also to show your skills in the exam. Now, it is going to be a 15-day intensive workshop where you will have live sessions every alternate day, followed by assignments for practice and exercises to develop good sketching habits. Now, we will share techniques that helped our students to secure single-digit ranks, even Manya, for that matter, who went on to top the UCET exam, and we are going to listen to in a few moments. So if you want to learn those techniques and the basics or the fundamentals of sketching, then register for the workshop using the link in the description below. All right, now on with the episode.
I wouldn't say I was very good at drawing, definitely not, but I was like undermining myself. I was not confident enough. So I was even scared to just start drawing, start the composition, because I was like, I will make some sort of mistake and then sab kharab ho jayega. That is something that I learned.
Welcome to Detox, the design podcast. Manya Wahi here with me today, and I'm actually super excited. She's one of my students who went on to become an All India rank one in UCET exam, and I'm going to have a discussion with you today, a very candid one, and I want you to be all natural and be yourself today, because this is not a mentor-student kind of a discussion today. Yeah. How are you doing, Manya?
I'm doing good.
Doing good?
As well as I can.
So kaisa lag raha hai matlab our India rank one, and you know, how does it feel?
So when I found out, I was just completely shocked. I think for a few days I just didn't believe ki ye hua hai. Everybody was celebrating, and I just was really shocked about it for a long time. It still feels weird that I did this. I don't think I ever imagined I would be able to get All India rank one. I was hoping that I'd get a good rank, but I was never aiming for this. So it was a surprise, definitely.
Right. And I still remember that day you sent me a screenshot and asked me, ye All India rank hi hai na? It all paid off. I mean, we've been following, you know, I've been seeing your hard work, and at times you used to disappear in, you know, when you were so caught up with the work at school, pre-boards chal rahe hain, you know, exams chal rahe hain, then you have to get back to sketching and all of that. So yeah, that phase I've seen, and I've seen the hard work. Well deserved rank one. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
So let me take you back a little, and kab shuru hua tha ki haan mujhe design karna hai, because you have so many options na, school se nikalte you have so many options. So why design, and when did you realize?
So I had decided this quite early on, in 11th actually. I knew that I will do this only in 11th. Not because I already knew about design. It was basically my parents sat me down to discuss what I want to do after school. And I had no idea. I just knew one thing, that I didn't want to do engineering. And my mother was sort of pushing, not really, but sort of, that I had taken science in 11th and 12th. So she was like, "Achha, engineering karna." But I knew since I was a kid that I don't even want to go down that path. I didn't want to do engineering. So then the question came, what do I want to do? And it was my father who actually said that, you know, there's a thing called design. He didn't know it that well either, but in his office, there were a few UI UX designers. So he knew that it exists. And then, so we did a bit of research, and it felt pretty interesting, a lot better than engineering. So I decided to go ahead with it. That's when I decided. There was no big epiphany that I wanted to design because of this reason. I just went along with it, and I'm pretty happy I did. It was a good choice. So yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, but I think that research part was there in your journey somewhere or the other. It was your parents who, you know, did the research, and they've actually exposed you to this field. And like for me, it was nobody. And I was the only one coming to my parents saying, okay, mujhe design karna hai. And they were like, acha, ye kya hota hai? So yeah, research part, I think you did a pretty good job with that when, you know, in 11th you said. So jab ye pata laga to kya kiya? What was the next step that you took?
Not a lot of stuff, actually. So throughout 11th, I don't think I prepared anything towards the entrance exams. What I did too was, ab chalo decide kar rahe, I can design karna hai, so what exactly do I want to do in design? Because it's such a broad thing, right? So then I explored a few of those options, and then I ultimately, it took me a whole year, but then I decided on to keep animation design is interesting. I want to go ahead with that. So yeah, throughout 11th, that's all I did. And then from 12th, I was with DesignX. So then I prepared with that only.
Interesting. So animation. Yeah, I remember mentioning, I think, initial sessions when I was having a conversation with your mom and you, I think. I can recall that you mentioned animation and some other fields also, I think.
I don't remember that anymore. Yeah.
Right. Okay, all right. So now that you have decided, okay, design karna hai and animation thoda sa samajh aaya ki haan isme jana hai, but there are multiple exams. UCED hai, NID hai, aur NIFT hai. To kaise decide kiya ki haan UCED karna hai?
Starting mein, UCED was definitely not the main priority. NID is our main priority, because that's mainly because I didn't know much about UCED.
Yeah.
It was my mother who told me about it, and in the starting I was completely just nahi karna ye, because she introduced me as ki IIT jo hai, they conduct this exam, and I was completely under the impression that UCED will be more about engineering than about design. So I was like, nahi, I will stick to NID, UCED nahi karna. And then it was that was my mentality for a long time, until then, you know, the classes, DesignX classes started, so I got exposed more to the type of questions. And then I did a few of the papers myself as well, the previous year papers, and you know, I realized that UCED ke exams are a lot more interesting. I find them a lot more interesting, all the questions that come. I enjoy
it. More interesting. okay. Wow. This is going to be, you know, this is going to divide the audience, I say.
I had a lot more fun with UCED. I've said that before as well, that in the CS paper as well, I enjoyed it a lot more than giving the NID paper. I was very anxious throughout the NID paper, kaise hoga, but then UCED mein, I was like, nahi, aaram se ho jayega. I was much more confident in this.
Right. I think that's where the natural inclination comes into play, because we are wired differently. Everybody's inclination is different. Their approach to design is different. Their approach to, you know, the kind of design that they want to do is different. So for you, it was natural that UCED ka paper was like, you know, it's coming out naturally. You're enjoying it more than you did NID. So that makes sense, total sense. For me, it was, of course, it was not UCED. For me, it was SEED, and I did not enjoy it. So I enjoyed NID a lot, but SEED was not something that I enjoyed.
Yeah. The higher level kabhi hota, even though I did do a lot of the SEED questions, and they were more like zyada sar dard dete compared to the UCED ones.
Of course, if you're going for bachelor's and you're trying to solve the master's wala
question. Exactly, yeah. So
yeah, so cool. Now that you have actually, you know, managed to clear the exam, or let's say top the exam, right? So how did you start the preparation? Like, you mentioned that, you know, classes started when you know joined us, you had weekend classes thi. But just take us through the journey a little. Kaise kiya?
So for part A, I didn't do a lot of stuff in the starting. I just attended the classes and did the assignments on the portal. There were a bunch of them. I think by the time July, August came by, I had done a lot of those assignments. And that's when I started doing the previous year papers.
Yeah.
And whenever I had free time, I didn't have a lot of, because of all the exams coming, the school exams. But whenever I did, I would do one of the papers. And by the time December came by, I had done all the UCED ones once, and just one or two SEED ones as well. And then I reattempted them in the, you know, there was a 3-week window, I think, between NID and UCED. And during those 3 weeks, I reattempted all the UC papers and all the seed ones 2015 onwards. Right. And then all the questions that I didn't get, even in that attempt, then I circled them and I revised them later on just before the exam.
Mm-hmm.
That is just how I tackled part A. There was no very dramatic thing. Mm-hmm. I just did the previous year papers.
Okay.
And with drawing, it was, again, a long process. So I started just practicing the compositions a lot more in July, August only. And I think I really rigorously did my drawing for the first few months. And then later on, sab touch ho gaya. I just did like one or two compositions a week or
I remember that.
So then once my first term boards were over and NID ke liye prepare karna tha, that's when I picked it back again. And I was very bad at it in the starting, but then dheere dheere wapis ho gaya. And NID ke paper ki wajah se I was able to just get back the drawing wala part. If I hadn't given that, then I don't know kaise jata UC ka. I didn't have a lot of time. Itni saari cheeze ho rahi thi.
Yeah.
So that is how I did part B.
Okay. So for part A, you totally, you know, I'm just trying to sum it up, totally concentrated on previous year papers and the assignments and etc. And then for part B, it was more of, you know, compositions and, you know, trying to
draw of practice.
Yeah. So yes. Practice maybe kya practice kiya tha?
Compositions banana. And also separately human figures. So you had said ki live sketching karna. Huh. I didn't have time. Not the time. I just didn't have a lot of places to do live sketching because ek to COVID chal raha tha. Huh. And I live in a very small society. And because of COVID, not a lot of people would come out often.
Mm.
Even if I went in during the evening, I would hardly see like a few kids. So there was not a lot of places to do live sketching.
Mm.
So what I would do, I would just think up of a scenario, say, 2-3 years पहले कभी मॉल गए थे तो जो भी जितना भी याद आ रहा है I would just think up of that, make a thumbnail and then draw जितना बना सकती हूँ. That is how I used to make the compositions. And of course, you know, I would get a few questions from the internet, but then internet पे ज़्यादा होता नहीं है composition related questions. जितने मिल रहे थे सब उठाकर बस बना लिए. Sometimes I search up like a random scene generator and उसमें कोई location देते थे and then I drew. I didn't do that for a long time because they gave very dramatic locations. I have no idea. So I did a few from that as well. Yes, that's just how I practiced. It was quite difficult finding stuff to draw about. That was one of the things I struggled with.
Right.
But then I was able to do it eventually.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you were not supposed to go out. You were supposed to stay in and then you would draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so drawing from memory was something that it's a difficult thing because that's the hardest part. You need to nail the proportions, compositions, the perspective and everything. So
human figures was something I really struggled with for a long time, and that it took a long time to perfect that as well. It's still not perfect, but it's better, a lot better than it was earlier. What I used to do was I was pretty good at taking up a reference picture and just copying it down because I used to do a lot of painting and so usme aadat ho gayi thi just jo dikh raha hai wo banane ka. So I used to just search up on Pinterest like whatever dancers, because they have a lot of dynamic posters. I would search up dancers or athletes or something like that.
Yeah.
And I would just copy down the basic line work of that just to get used to the human figures and, you know, so that I know how exactly, like the arm movements, all that stuff. I didn't focus on muscles or clothing or anything. First, I focused on the figure itself. And then after that was done, then I used to focus more on whatever shading would occur and the clothing, the wrinkles and that. It took a long time to do.
Yeah, it's a long process.
In just like a few months. So,
yes. Whenever we used to, you know, at the end of the week, whenever we used to evaluate the assignments, the submissions, we used to see that certain times there was a peak in the you know, the quality of the work, then sometimes there was a drastic dip also, because of course, like, there are other things to manage and, you know, there's school, there's exams, but ups and downs were there. So how did you manage that?
I don't know. I think the human expressions was another thing I was really bad at. Like, I actively avoided making them. I would try to like make a human figure turned the other way around, just so I didn't have to make the face.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time. I think it was quite later on when I finally sat down, ki achha ye ab kaisi tarah to isko karna hai. And so what I did was I searched up random, like any scene in which a lot of crowd would be showing, and then I would make itte chote chote just portraits of them so that I can make that small face and the small expression. I think I filled like 2-3 pages just itte chote chote logo. So that helped me overcome that. So that is just how I tackled every single thing. Jisme problem thi, usi pe focus karo kafi time tak until I become more confident in it. And yeah, then I was able to get better at it. Dheere dheere.
So how did you like manage the school and your preparation?
It was pretty difficult. I think I was not focusing much on school for a large part because online school tha, and because I didn't want to do anything related to the studies. So starting me, I didn't focus at all. But then dheere dheere jab exams aane lage, then I took a break from design preparation, and then I did the exam. So I didn't do a lot of stuff together. It was pretty difficult, as it is for most people.
Right.
I was lucky in the way it aligned that my exams were over just before the design exams came.
Yeah.
So nothing was overlapping.
Yeah.
I feel like agar COVID nahi hota, then it would have definitely overlapped. I don't know how I would have done then.
Mm-hmm.
So these circumstances helped a lot.
Right, right. No, I think even focusing on design entrance exams and having that focus is also, the clarity is also a big asset, you know, when you're preparing for design entrance exams. So that certainly did work out in your favor for sure. When you started your preparation along with DesignX and what we were teaching, and initially what we get from students is that the first few weeks are difficult because we try to introduce the design as it is, not as something that is, ye design hai, isko yaad kar lena, ye aisa hota hai. You were getting introduced to design, like the fundamentals of design in the initial weeks. It's a little frustrating in the beginning.
It was.
Yes, right? Because of, like you're changing how to think. You're trying to, consciously make those efforts to think a certain way, to look at things a certain way, to observe differently. So all of those things, like especially my exercises, if you look at it, they were compounding every week. So they were, adding up every week. So how was that? How was, your experience? I want to know about it. So, it'll be a good thing for us also.
It would definitely depend on my mood. So some weeks I would be very like hyped up that yes, achcha se karungi this week. And those weeks I would be able to, think up of different stuff, the exercises that we did. Some of them really required a lot of thinking, and sometimes I was able to, but then sometimes I was feeling so down, I would not participate at all. I would hardly do anything.
Yeah.
So yes, it was difficult. I just did it. I don't know exactly how.
I think you're being too modest here, or you're being shy to even mention it, I think. So one particular thing that I would want to mention, because I've been teaching you for a long time now, I think one particular aspect that from your preparation from you was that you were more consistent also, even though you did not participate in the exercises. You were still there in the class.
Yeah.
You were still there in the class. So that also makes a lot of difference. So you were there constantly absorbing what we were teaching. And that also plays a different, definitely a very crucial role. And it also tells about your interest that you didn't
do the exam. I guess part of it is because... I am very not very confident. So because I had a few good experiences in the beginning classes, then I was actually looking forward to more classes.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have gotten a bit differently, if I would have made a lot of mistakes or something, I would have dreaded attending the classes. And that plays an important role as to why I was so consistent.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we started with, I definitely started with doodling. That was the first session I start with. So I think that is the most easy to grasp and, definitely don't start with how to approach and all of those things. Yeah. Yeah. But overall, throughout this design preparation, you know, whether it be on your part or, you know, you were with either I was teaching or Ashish sir was teaching, you know, and there was another faculty from arts background who was teaching. So from all of this, you know, combining all of these experiences and throughout this journey, I want you to highlight major mistakes that you've made or something that you realized, okay, yaar, ye aisa nahi karna tha. Like, you know, I've been doing this wrong all the time. I shouldn't have done that. Let me tell you my mistakes, okay? Maybe that will help you. One, I thought my sketching was not good. Okay? That was a mistake, honestly. Okay, that was a mistake. Okay, okay. Because I was... See, I'm not really good at making perfect human proportions, perfect human facial expressions or features. No. I'm good at making super rough, super fluid postures, and that without any facial expressions, they convey emotions. That's my style of drawing. I thought that was a mistake, that was not good enough, you know. So because in the entrance exam in NID, when I went for the studio test, they put you under so much pressure that your natural way of thinking and natural way of drawing comes out. So at some point I was just, you know, going crazy with the pencil. Like, okay, like how I used to draw normally, rough lines, rough things, you know, rough postures. I was doing that and I made it. You know, that was a major mistake, and which I took it to the exam, okay. I did not know until I cleared the exam. I took it to the exam. Hai na? So that was a major mistake. So aisa kuch tha?
Yeah, I guess something along those lines. I wouldn't say I was very good at drawing, definitely not, but I was like undermining myself. I was not confident enough. So I was even scared to just start drawing, start the composition, because I was like, I will make some sort of mistake and then sab kharab ho jayega. That is something that I learned during the process with Shashank sir, the whole workshop that he conducted. With that, I was able to realize that it's not that difficult to just think up of something and put it on paper. So confidence was my problem is case, man. And I don't know if this is like a mistake, but this is something that I definitely learned. Is ki my approach towards the part A questions was pretty like mathematical, mechanical kind of, not very creative, because in a lot of the UC questions, you have to think in some sort of different creative way to be able to grasp, this is how I'm supposed to approach the question. And I didn't do that. I didn't even know that you could do that in this sort of exam. And I learned that slowly. So I guess that's a mistake. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that you changed over the course of time. So that's something there, yeah, for sure. And something, any habits that you've built during the course of your preparation that has helped?
Making thumbnails, definitely. I thought of this before. Both you and Shashank sir have really said thumbnails banana bahut important hai. And I heard you, I understood you, but I was like, nahi, kya point hai, chodo. And then slowly I realized, no, it is very important, it is very helpful. And then, you know, slowly just incorporated into my whole process of making compositions. So that really, really helped. And that was something that I did not used to do before at all. That was definitely a mistake.
No, definitely. So let me just explain a little about thumbnails to the audience here, what the context we're talking about. So thumbnails are basically sketches that we draw, small, you know, the size of your thumbnail. Really small sketches before you actually draw the final version of your composition or your design or your product sketch or whatever. So you just plan the sketch beforehand. You draw, let's say, two thumbnails or three thumbnails in just, you know, matter of few seconds. So I used to push you guys to draw what, 15-20 thumbnails in a matter of what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
I still didn't do that, actually. I still just made one.
Yeah.
I did during practice, like two or three, but in the UC paper, I just blanked. I was like, it'll take too much time. So I made one. That was one thing that I regret because I feel like I could have chosen a much more better composition. I just made it in 1 point. That's why the marks I got weren't very good. It was like 35.
Yeah.
So that's because I blanked out and I was like, jo dimag mein sabse pehle aa raha hai, I just made that. And they were still good enough marks, but I could have done better if I thought up of different compositions, of course.
No, of course. You're way better than, you know, drawing 1 point perspective. So that for sure I know. I know that. So yeah, so that's what exactly the thumbnails are for, you know, cutting down the time you would spend in thinking. And you, once you put it down on the paper in a small size, you know, it doesn't take much time to, you just scribble those, that small frame. So you have all those ideas in front of you, and then you can choose, mix and match, and do whatever you want with those things. So I think I was a little hard on students, on you guys, that you need to make those things. And Shashank was a little generous, I would say, in terms of number of sketches and thumbnails. Yeah, I remember that. So yeah, cool. And anything else other than thumbnails that you've built up, you know, a habit, let's say, you know, you used to, let's say, like I used to observe a lot of problems in my surroundings that I can solve. You know, that was one thing that I did when I was preparing. So any particular habit that you've built, incorporated into your preparation?
Well, it's not that dramatic, I guess, as yours is.
No, don't worry about, you know, making it dramatic. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Just do tell me what you did. That's it.
Again, it's very small. I started, I in the beginning, I didn't even make frames for the composition. Like I would just make it on the entire page. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the reasons I was having so much difficulty with the composition. Mm-hmm. So then I started making the chitty frames, side my thumbnails, all that stuff. And another thing would be that, you know, the gesture drawing that Shashank sir taught a lot. So while starting out to make the human figures, I was first make the gesture and then you know, detail it out on top of that. So that was that was something that I acquired on my way. I acquired my entire composition making process just deliberately.
No, that is how it is supposed to be. And I think that's a very good learning curve also. What you ended up with is quite commendable by the end of it. So really glad and really happy to know that because we did not have this conversation even after, you know, classes were over, because exams and everything. But now that you know, it's a very good feeling, and also very a satisfaction for us, because that the way we're teaching is, you know, actually coming out, and you know, it's helping students to get through these exams. So that's nice. And if I have to say that, you know, Manya, you have your younger sister jo abhi UC degi, to usko kya bologe?
I would say ki believe in yourself, definitely. Don't freak out before the exam. Like jitni practice ki hai, it is more than enough. You like, you're aware of what the exam is, you know how to solve it, and just having a calm attitude before the exam is very important. And that is one place that I'm really glad I was able to maintain that entire attitude. So like throughout the exam, I was not freaking out about anything. So yes, that is what I would tell.
How did you do that? If you were not freaking out during the exam, how did you do that?
I don't know.
You don't know.
As I said, I believed in myself ki na mera se ho jayega. I have done a lot of preparation for this. Mm-hmm. I had thought this through a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I was just able to, I had, okay, this is sort of embarrassing to admit, but I felt like I was better than a lot of people there. I would not like to say this to everybody.
No, this is fine. This is fine because, yeah, it's fine. It's totally fine.
Even because I had that mentality, I felt like I was able to be a lot more calm throughout the whole thing. I was not freaking out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is.
No, that's cool. Because see, mentally you're equipping yourself that's how I think you, that was a way of coping up with the stress. Right. Now I'm so nostalgic. I'm recollecting all the discussions we've had about, you know, keeping you calm. Yeah. Anything from the preparation perspective you would tell? Any tips that you would want to just give out?
From the preparation perspective, it would be the strategies that you should definitely follow. That is, once you have practiced a lot of these papers, figure out which section is the most difficult for you. So I guess for me and for a lot of people, it's NAT that is the most difficult. Mm-hmm. And it also takes a lot of time. You don't feel like leaving any question because negative marking nahi hai. I used to practice, if I did like NAT, MSQ, MCQ, then I would most of the time get like overtime, time nahi khatam kar pati thi. But already decided that I'll do NAT in the complete end. And I had entire timestamps planned, I guess. So MCQ, I had decided I'll do in like 45 minutes to 1 hour, and then MSQ the next half an hour. And then NAT, I gave an entire hour for it. And it worked out pretty well. I think I completed it just 5 minutes before the exam, before the 2.5 hours got over.
Yeah.
And another thing would be just for each question, decide that is it worth the time you're going to spend on it? Because there were a few questions that were not so difficult. I feel like I would have been able to solve it if I was sitting at home and I had ample amount of time. But itne complicated the, I remember reading a question and I finished reading it and I immediately went to the next one. I won't be able to solve this in the time I have right now. And then of course there were a few that I just had no idea how to solve. So definitely don't do the questions that you don't know about, because negative marking is there. I think in the end I left 7 questions, which is quite good, of course, but yes. Don't feel bad if you're leaving questions. This year there was partial marking in MSQ, so that was something that I took full advantage of. So I made sure to leave minimum questions in MSQ. I still left 2 because they were complicated, but I made sure to just mark the options that I'm completely sure about, and if I have a doubt in some other option to not mark it. So in the end it worked pretty well. I did not have a single question wrong in MSQ. So there was no negative marking that got into play. There were 4 questions in which I had an incomplete answer, but at least there was no marks cut.
Yeah.
That worked out really well. That was something that everybody should take full advantage of. They have given quite a nice partial marking, is pretty nice.
Yeah.
So yes, those would be the tips. And for drawing, consistency, that is what worked for me.
Yeah.
To be consistent in your drawings. Kaafi pehle se start kar do. And yes, consistency.
Cool. One important question. So let me paint a picture for you now. You're in the exam hall and you were, sitting at the table and you have the question paper in front of you. You're reading that question, which is super complicated, right? And then at some point you think, oh, ye to aata hi nahi mujhe. Ye to samajh hi nahi aa raha mujhe. Like, what is this? There's pressure building up in your mind that time, right? So there is something from the inside that's telling you, you shouldn't leave it. You should spend some time on this, And then there's another person inside you telling you that, okay, no, I think you should skip it and come back to it later on. So when you, if eventually you skipped, right? You went to the next question. So when you go to the next question, you still have that thing in your mind that, okay, you left a question. That is still there. So how did you deal with that?
So this wasn't a new experience during the exam. Of course, it happened. There were a few questions that I didn't know about. But while I was preparing earlier on, even in those papers, there were questions that I had no idea what to do. And I had made that mistake before, that I didn't feel like, because I was preparing, abhi to main exam nahi hai. So there were a lot of times where I would do the entire paper and not want to leave any of them. And in that process, I realized that I would take sometimes I would take 1 hour extra than what I should have taken. And so I had already told myself ki galti se bhi ye mat sochna ki sare karne important hai. I remember just freaking out and pacing my room for an hour straight, just thinking ki ye nahi karna, ye karna, ye karna, kind of. I had already prepared myself for all of this, and it was mainly because I had made all the mistakes beforehand while practicing the papers. So that is why I did not do that during the exam.
That's an important point. Like, you made all the mistakes, so that shows how much you've practiced, right? Over and over again, how many papers you saw, and then the exercises that you've done, right? So that's a very good takeaway, guys, from whoever, like all the listeners, because practice is important. It's, if you don't do that, then you know, you're bound to make those mistakes for the first time in the exam, and it's difficult to deal with that. It builds up a crazy amount of pressure and you'll freak out. Yeah. And now, from moving from here, you'll be, you know, going to IIT Bombay. Super exciting. First time you'll be leaving home. Hena? Dar lag raha hai kaisa? Like, are you excited for it? Or?
I am excited, but also scared, yes.
So from here, what do you want to do when you become a designer? Or, you know, what do you want to, how does it feel like? Tell me about that.
I've not thought that far ahead. I do have like stuff in mind of what I could do, maybe. So I've said that I'm interested in animation, right? Now, I don't know till what extent they will teach in the next 4 years, and it will all depend on whatever I'm taught. I am interested in 3D animation. I feel like I might want to explore that. I don't know. It everything so baad mein pata chalega.
Right.
But I maybe I'll get like a master's degree, maybe I'll study more, or maybe I'll get an internship. It all depends on how I'm feeling 4 years from now.
I mean, there's you're just barely scratching, you're not even scratching
it's
the surface.
It's too early for me to think that far.
Right. Super exciting stuff, I'm sure, because you're going for bachelor's. That's the beauty of it. You're not going for master's, you're going for bachelor's, and it's going to be super exciting for you. I know that for sure. So now I think I want to end this podcast with just one thing with this session, the session here. Being consistent and being at it no matter what, and consistently incorporating the feedback. These are the three things that I noticed in the, you know, conversations that we've had over the time, that you've done very well. And also, apart from that, you've also practiced quite a lot from your end also. We used to push, yes, but then that thing from, you know, that interest from your side, that was there. So thank you for joining me here on the podcast today, Manya, and thank you for sharing your experience. I'm really glad. I'm pretty sure that this is going to be super helpful for all the students who are going to look up to you and, you know, listen to this podcast.